I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. A legislative committee has voted to object to a proposed rule that would allow limited use of all-terrain vehicles on state lands. The vote is a setback for ATV users who have long pushed for access to public land. VPR's Steve Zint has more.
The rule would have created a half-mile connector trail on state land in Stockbridge and set up a process for considering similar trails elsewhere, if they link to existing systems on private property. But the Legislative Committee on Administrative Rules says it's not clear the Agency of Natural Resources has the authority to institute the rule. The vote was 5-3, with those in the minority arguing the agency did have the authority. In 2009, the Rules Committee opposed a similar effort to create a mechanism for allowing ATVs on public lands, but the agency felt it had addressed the committee's concerns in this new rule. Danny Hale, executive director of VASA, the Vermont All-Terrain Vehicle Sportsmen's Association, says it's been a lengthy, frustrating, and so far fruitless fight for his members.
We're disappointed. It's a long process. We've been at this a long time. There's support from a broad field of folks. Very little opposition, but powerful opposition in the political world, and this is the result.
The Senate Committee on Natural Resources and Energy had urged a thumbs-down vote on the ATV rule in a letter to Rules Committee members. Addison County Senator Christopher Bray chairs Natural Resources. He says his committee felt lawmakers would be giving ANR too much discretion and that the legislature has to set out a clearer policy for the agency to follow.
I'm sympathetic to people who feel like this has been an open question for a long time, and my sense is that there will be a bill and that it will clarify where we're going.
Bray says there will be a bill introduced this session. His counterpart on the House side, East Montpelier Representative Tony Klein, says his committee is also willing to clarify how the Agency of Natural Resources deals with allowing ATVs on state land.
You can't just have an open-ended that ANR can open up this, open up that. It's got to be very, very controlled. I think we can get there.
Whatever the outcome of the legislature's effort, it will likely prompt a lively debate, and it could result in lawmakers closing the door entirely on ATVs on public land. Rob Kidd of the Vermont chapter of the Sierra Club says that's what his group will push for.
Basically, the Sierra Club is very concerned about opening up state lands, and we'd like to see a debate on the merits on that, what the economic impacts, what the environmental impacts would be on the issue.
While the agency could go ahead and put in place the process for considering ATV connector trails, that appears unlikely, which means ATVs will continue to be prohibited on state land until the legislature acts. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zend.